And she gets that to go. Reverse layup. A buck to go. 36-25. Stolen Gleason. But she gives it back to Marshall. And here comes Yamauchi. Reaching high for it is Cox, but can't get a handle on it. Just off her fingertips. By herself now. Guarded by. But here's a long three ball. And that's Kawakami. And she cuts the lead to 8. Boscarino now with 37 seconds to go. Trapped in the left block. Yamauchi left corner. Gleason, that's a 3. Can't get that to go. Rebound, Kania Kyla. 26 seconds to go. Shot clock turned off. And the Silver Swords. Gonna slow it down. 36-28. They're just watching this clock die out. They do not want a double-digit deficit going into halftime. Kania Kyla picks up her dribble. Gives it to Angle. Daigle. Three ball, Florida. Off back iron. Rebound, Gleason. They still have time, but no. That shot won't count. Didn't make it anyways, but that's the first half. 36-28. The Penguins up by 8. Noel rolled down with a lot of no-look passes, and I like it. 15. We'll be back in 15 minutes as we go to halftime. 36-28. Penguins have an 8-point lead. Patrick Hayabyab, Stuart Horn, you're listening to the home of the Penguins radio, .dominican.edu.
This season, the NCAA.
You know, Piava, in that first half, we had so many technical issues. And it's nice to just relax now and have a game to call. And a good one at that.
Yeah, so for the listeners that haven't listened, here at the half, the Penguins have an 8-point lead. The swag has returned with Noel Roldan getting 3 assists in 3 minutes.
The swag is back.
Rani Kaniakala leads all scorers with 10 points, and she reached her season average, which is 10 points. And the Penguins shoot it at 36%, but they've been playing some good defense, and that's why they have that 8-point lead.
Penguins have been playing. They look very sharp, you know, in that first half. Like they had to feel the Chaminades out a little bit. But now I think they've got them dialed. I'd love to know what Coach Chambers said in the locker room at halftime. And we just have a few seconds to go now in the halftime.
Remember, no lead is safe. Halftime is where you make adjustments. You've seen that from numerous teams, not only basketball. You've seen it in football.
49ers.
How
about that adjustment yesterday?
How about you shut out the Falcons in the second half? And how about the Ravens shutting out the Patriots in the second half? So it's the Harbaugh.
The Harbaugh. Yeah, I heard him saying that last night.
But how about that? Two teams, two brothers respecting each other. But now we got two teams that respect each other. And two teams that are hungry for a victory with the Penguins and the Silver Swords.
36-28, fans. Penguins attacking the Northern Hoop here at the Conlin Center. Stuart Horn with you. Patrick Kayabyab alongside. 19:54 as the clock rolls. Owens has it. She goes up right side. No good. But the putback by Hyatt just muscles it through. 38-28. Good play by Hyatt. Penguins on heavy, pretty aggressive defense, knock it out of bounds into the front row of the grandstands. Chaminade gets it back.
And that's something that the doctor ordered, and that's find Hyatt or Nelson in the inside.
Gleason Florida brings it up. She's a 5'2" junior out of Ewa Beach, Hawaii, 1925. They work it down low to Kaneakala. And she fires it off mid-range. Jay No. Three ball on the way for the Penguins. Sanchez from the right corner. She missed it very deep, but somehow runs in, gets the tip, jump ball. And it's going to go the way of the Silver Swords.
Man, Sanchez missed that three ball bad. Didn't even hit rim.
Just glanced off the far side, you're right. Usually a little closer to scoring than that last one. Chaminade had it out off the end line, and the point guard, Deanna Zane, can't get it in through the Penguin defense, so she has to call timeout with 19:08 to go. Piab and I are back in 20 seconds, radio.dominican.edu.
As you
Penguins by 10, 19:08 to go in the second half. I think the Penguin cheerleaders feel like dancing. Courtside here, Dominican University of California. Here we go, fans. Chaminade's got the ball. Zane brings it in, a no look on the far end. She gets it into Akana. Sanchez picks up a foul. Nope, it's a jump ball. Chaminade gets it back. So they'll have it on the sideline. Zane again. All the way back to the end line. She gets it into Kaniakala, who brings it up against Owens. Sneaking in behind her and stealing it away is Carnes. Oh, that was crafty. Carnes gets it up. Sanchez in stride. Owens off the glass. Yes! What a beautiful series that was. Piav, the zigzag all the way up the court. And they finally worked it in beautifully.
Oh.
Down low off of Carnes, way back by the end line. And no, they call it actually on Kewan Owens.
They're saying that this is her second. It seems there was nothing on the stat sheet, so it seems like it should be her first.
Yeah, it definitely shows as her second, first in the second half. Shot clock reset, so the referees are going to have to slow things down with 18:38 to go in the second half. Down low, Kaniakala's got it off the glass. Check it off the bottom of the rim. Whistle with 18:35 to go.
Jasmine Cox, her third, team second of the half.
And Cox picks up her third. Kaniakala goes to the line, the 5'9 senior. Way off to our left as Sarah Nelson gets ready to re-enter the game. Kaniakala, horseshoe, in and out.
Now for the fans listening at home, and you hear saying Kaniakala all the time. Well, folks, she's just hard to stop in that lower block. She might just be listed at 5'9", but her body is just so big.
Second one rattles home as Nelson comes in place of Jasmine Cox. Quick up and in to Sanchez, 18.5 to go. Penguins by 11. Sanchez high dribbling. Top of the key over to Carnes. She head fakes, goes left. Left-handed layup, a lot of glass, bounces three times off the rim, no. Kewan Owens gets a hand on it and steps off the end line. It will be Chaminade ball.
Gotta like that hustle by Owens, though.
18:17 to go. Penguins with big pressure in the backcourt. They move it up to Hannah Curtis, 3-on-1. Curtis right into the hands of Stephanie Carnes, who swipes it away again. Carnes, the wily veteran, gets it up to Owens. Left side Sanchez. Three ball on the way. Air ball. Kaniakala with the rebound. Heaves it up. Back into the hands of Sanchez. Tried to get it to the other end of Curtis. Sanchez has got it. Mid-range jumper. Nothing but swish. Penguins by 13. 42-29. 17:46 as the clock rolls. Guys are scheduled to tip off at 7:30. Inbound Zane to Kaniakala. Clock continues. 17:30 to go. Backcourt, Sarah Nelson all alone. 42-29, the Penguins have committed two fouls here in the second half. Curtis backs in against Hyatt, turns around, off the glass, no. Lauren Hyatt with a rebound. Fast transition, Stephanie Carnes, right side, Sanchez, jumper, right elbow, little short. Curtis with a rebound. Oh, she's all over the place. The Penguins go after it. Kewan Owens goes after it, ends up falling into the Penguin cheerleaders. 17:07 to go. Deanna Zane will bring it in. Got 90 feet to cover. She's only got 5 seconds with which to work. She gets it in on a bounce to Florida. Florida's got Carnes all over. But Carnes is playing her very tough. Carnes brings Florida up, not the other way around. Kaniakala has it between the circles, throws it down low. Piab intended for Akana. Hyatt knocked it away but drew the foul. That's the third on Hyatt, the third for the team in the second half. 42-29. Quick inbounds, up and in. Kaniakala's got it after it bounced all over the place. Heaves it up. Wow.
How do you stop that?
Yeah, Kaniakala goes up between three Penguins and chucks it in there. 42-31. technical foul. Technical foul is called against Bobby Chianini, the head coach for Chaminade. So after the beautiful layup by Connie Akala, Coach Chianini wanted to talk to the referee more than the referee wanted to hear. The referee rang him up with a T and a subsequent timeout.
30-second timeout.
By Chaminade. He wanted a foul called Piab against Connie Akala. And he wasn't really yelling about
it. Yeah, he wasn't.
But he just said, hey, I deserve a second bump foul there, make it a three-point play. And she rang him up very swiftly with the tee. So we'll be back in 20 seconds. 16:43 to go, 42-31. We'll have technical freebies on the other side. Radio.Dominican.edu. All right, here we go, fans. He was also out on the floor, and maybe that was part of it.
Maybe.
I mean, some tees are obvious, and you see him a mile away. Not so much that one. The referee is very sensitive.
So it just shows you both coaches got to watch what they say.
That's right. Must respect the referees as Hyatt stands on the line all alone in the spotlight. The result of the technical, and she cannot make the first one. It rattles around. A lot of people in the house tonight. His classes resume tomorrow. Spring semester gets underway. And the second one by Hyatt is perfect. Penguin cheerleaders congratulate Hyatt. 43-31 as the Penguins are starting to pull away. And I'm not saying anybody's comfortable here, Pia, but it's getting there. 16:42, the clock rolls. And the Penguins get the possession after the freebies. Nelson off the glass. Just a way too much window. Not even close. Pass by Connie Akala. Gets it across to Florida. She takes it up. Now they go down low. They get it off to Akana, and she converts a deuce. Very heavy traffic. Penguins by 10, 16-19. 43-33. Nelson gives it away after a poor pass from Sanchez, but Sanchez gets it back. Sanchez got the ponytail going right side. Kewan Owens drives in way too much glass. Very athletic move. But wasn't even close to getting it to fall. Inside of 16 minutes now, down low to Connie Akala. Has it blocked by Nelson, flat-footed, but at 6'4", she's very tough to get it over the top of. Nice pass down low to Owens. She can't get it to go. She gets a rebound now. Again, Sanchez blocked and sent away by Akana. Kind of helped her up. Now and ultimately, the foul is committed on Florida.
Now you want to know how to stop Connie Akala? You got to block her. And that's what Sarah Nelson did.
Yeah, Nelson did get a hand on it. All ball. However, as the Penguins turned it around the subsequent play, Penguins by 10 and on the line of Sanchez. First year Penguin is Yvonne Sanchez, the 5'5 junior. Misses the first one, painfully short. So in between the freebies, Kimi Nakamura re-enters the game, as does Noel Roldan. Roldan's got that one of those lightweight braces on her right arm. Second one is not even close, way left. Missed them both. And the rebound is taken down by Florida. So she brings it up. Now they work it to the baseline. Into the corner, three ball. On the way by Akana's good. Check it. That was Curtis. Hannah Curtis, a 5'9 sophomore out of Medford, Oregon. Hammers home the deuce. The left-handed layup by Noel Roldan is missed. But the rebound by Sarah Nelson as the putback is good. 15-12 Piab, 45-36. Penguins on top here in the second half. Zane brings it up against Roldan. Nowhere to go. Backs out. Roldan chases her down. Now they work it down low. Tuau, who's come back in, throws it away to Nakamura. She takes it way back there as they get it up to Sanchez across the timeline. Heaves it down low to Nelson. Backing up, no. Short range, no. Zane throws it up, stolen back away by Nakamura, intended by Curtis. Three ball, right side. Kimi, yes.
That's 2 3-pointers for Kimi Nakamura, her second of the night.
48-36, 14 and a half to go. Down low. Tuau. Tuau hits the bottom of the back or the bottom of the hoop, and Nelson gets it. Kimmy with the soft runner from 14, no. Tipped out by Sanchez. And a media timeout, so we will now go to CMCM Piab and welcome in all the viewers, not only on the Stretch Network, but across Marin on CM2. Stuart Horn and Patrick Kabyab, courtside, right here at Dominican University of California. NC2A Penguin basketball from Dominican University of California. Second half, Penguins look very solid. Unstoppable, in fact.
Well, why they're being unstoppable is because they're finding how to stop Connie Akala. Put Sarah Nelson on her, and she's going to teach you a lesson. And when you're trying to find possession on the left block, Nelson's just going to swat that ball away. And Nelson finding easy second chance points by getting an offensive rebound and using that length and height to just lay that ball up and in. And this is why the Penguins are up 12.
You know, Nelson is tall enough that she can stay flat-footed and not even bring the possibility of a foul into the equation. She can just stand there and still has a good chance of getting the fingertips on it. It really forces the opponent to shoot at a different angle than they're used to. And when she jumps, forget about it. I mean, when she's already reaching it up, she's well over 8 feet. 6'4", reaching up. She's up there around 8 feet anyway. And then when she jumps, right? I'm talking hands.
Yeah.
When she jumps, forget it. 14-16, here we go. 48-36. Penguins on defense as Chaminade brings it in. They're going to have to do some work as Daigle brings it up. Daigle's got Roldan just accosting her to death, coming up on 14 minutes. Penguins by 12 here in the second half. They heave it across the court into the open hands of Florida, who drives it in and wrestles home a deuce and draws the foul. Foul is on Nakamura.
He should have just planted in the restricted area. That's on 12.
Yamauchi.
Nakamura.
No, it is on Nakamura. There we go. It comes up on the board. That's her first of the night. And the three-point play. And Florida cans it, and it's good. 48-39. Penguins have committed four here in the second half. Marshall hands it off to Roldan. She needs a little help. Now they work it down low very nicely. And Nelson just not enough. Nelson's getting the clean looks, Pion. But it seems like most of them are short.
She just needs more air on that ball.
48-39, fans. Penguins on defense. Three ball from the left corner by Daigle. Just heaves it up there, nothing. Jump ball. Chaminade will have it. Kawakami re-enters in place now of Florida. Also re-entering is Connie Akala in place of Akana. Penguins are going to counter with Hyatt and Cox. Kimmy and Sarah Nelson are going to take a rest. 13:22 to go. Quick inbounds, short side, three ball backing up is Curtis, a little bit deep. Another jump ball. That's a lot of jump balls so far this game.
This is going to go Penguin ball this time.
Penguins on the arrow, 13:15 to go, 48-39. So we're coming up on the end of the third quarter. Inbounds from Brew to Marshall. Marshall brings it up herself. She's being flanked by Kawakami. Hyatt goes up and is fouled by Connie Akala, I believe. Connie Akala seems like she's a part of every play, Pia.
Yeah, I mean, this is why I'm telling you, for the folks at home listening, Connie Akala, she could do it all defensively with the defensive rebounds. Offensively, just can't stop her on the left block unless Nelson's guarding her. Or even if Nelson's guarding her, strong enough to just push her around.
Hyatt goes to the line for two, misses the first one, very short. Toes the free throw line with her right foot and then brings the left foot in. Still an open stance from the right-hander. Makes a slight adjustment and cans the second one perfectly. Clock rolls 13.
4 for 6 on the night on free throws for Hyatt.
Inbounds, very quick transition. Impressive. Kawakami takes it down, steps on the end line. No, has it tipped out by Roldan. Roldan's one of those bench players, Piab, that you and I have seen all season long who tends to make a real difference just about every game.
I mean, I got to agree with you there, Stu.
Roldan on the inbounds gets beaten by Daigle, who gets the shot off from the right elbow. No. Rebound, Cox. 12:44 to go. So the DUs gave up a clean look after the missed inbounds by Roldan, who's got it now across the timeline. Roldan takes a screen by Hyatt, herself off the glass. No. Lauren with the putback. No. Gets a rebound. Lauren puts it back up. Yes. Three shots on goal. DUs completely dominated the ball. That play, 12:23, the clock continues, 51:39. Backcourt pressure. Now they, Chaminade's bringing in the heave it up.
Ooh.
Marshall sticks an arm in there as Daigle had it. Penguins with a possession arrow as they call a jump ball. Re-entering the game are Zane and Akana. And heading out are Tao Ao and Kaneakala. Danielle Yamauchi will also come in place of Noel Roldan. Get a breather. Roldan's got the purple face going. Just the way I like to see Roldan. I know you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Also, Brew has come out of the game. And Sanchez re-enters in her place. Quick inbounds on the short side. Chaminade's got it. Left-handed hook shot by Akana. Kennedy Akana, the 6'2" freshman. She'll go to the line after the foul is committed by Lauren Hyatt. 12:11 to go, fans. Guys scheduled to go at 7:30. Could be on time with that one.
Stu, with 12:11 left, I think Hyatt might be out of the game. Yeah, I think she has five fouls.
So that was her fourth.
Fourth.
So
okay.
She's going to take a breather. Nelson will come back in her place. Just in case the coach needs Hyatt for the last few minutes of play tonight. First one's good. Second one way off to the right. Nelson takes it down. And Danielle Yamauchi brings it up. Yamauchi high dribbling. Oh, she backed in, had a clean look. Had it stripped away from underneath by Daigle. Somehow Sanchez gets it back. Cox drives in. Cox off the glass, back out and at her. Wow. Close range, Jay missed it. Akana with a rebound. She'll bring it up slowly. Akana dumps it over the top to Curtis, who wasn't looking, but Curtis goes behind the back against Marshall, goes behind the back again. Now they work it down to Akana. Marshall steals it away. Dumps it off to Yamauchi, 11 and a half to go. Right side, ooh, Sanchez catches it in the forehead. Snuck right through her fingertips. An immediate timeout with 11:32 to go. You are listening to NC2A Basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, also on the Stretch Network, also on CM2, Stuart Horn, and my trusty sidekick, Patrick Kayabyab, off to my right. Good game so far. Penguins in control.
Well, what scares me here, Lauren Hyatt, I thought she picked up her fifth, but on the board it said four. That scares me because Lauren Hyatt has been doing a lot of dirty work on the glass. She has 10 points on the night. I don't know. With her out of the game, that's going to put a lot of matchup problems with Kaneakala.
Well, she hasn't fouled out of the game yet.
Nope.
And the fact is, I think she's just played very aggressively tonight. You know, there's also some getting used to the referees. That early tee that was rung up against Coach Chiannini.
Yeah.
Neither you nor I saw that one coming. And usually we can feel those things happening as they unfold. But that one came out of nowhere, so not only are we adjusting to the referees, so are the teams, and clearly Hyatt needs to adjust as well. 11:32 to go, fans, 51:40 Penguins. Penguins so far 3-3 in their conference play. This is the best start the Lady Penguins have had since Dominican has gone NC2A, Division II. Penguins have it on the short side. They get it inbounds. Sanchez from Danielle Yamauchi. She throws it down low, intended for Nelson, and three Chaminades were there to take it. Zane brings it up, right side, Zane in the corner, thinking three, doesn't want to do it. She's got Sanchez, now down low. Akana Again, Akana converts the deuce, 11:06, with a nice looping hook shot over the top of Sarah Nelson. Not an easy task. Yamauchi comes up as she had to cross over three or four times as she worked it down low into the post, but had such heavy defense by Kawakami. They finally get it off to Sarah Nelson, who lays it in easily. That shot from the right side of the restricted area, Piab, she's been laying in there very short, it seems like, all night. And that shot was perfect. 53-42, the Penguins answer. 10:34 to go. We're coming up at the end of the third quarter. High dribbling Kawakami, stolen away by the Penguins' Cox. She takes it herself. Cox has it stripped away into the Penguin cheerleaders. Stripped away all ball by Kawakami. With 10:23 to go, Yamauchi will bring it in.
Now, that's not how you run a fast break. Cox had the mismatch in height, but Kawakami just stripped it out of her hands.
Yes, she did. She timed it perfectly, as a matter of fact. Quick inbounds to Sarah Nelson. Goes deep. Gets her own rebound. Puts it back. Yes. Boscarino gets ready to re-enter. Penguins with some very heavy backcourt pressure now. Zane brings it up. Zane left side. Zane across the timeline with 10:12 to go. Zane dribble drive left side. Kawakami works it back down low to Akana. Outside now, thinking three ball, no. Florida drives it in, heaves it off with just a few seconds to go on the shot clock. 3-2-1, Akana on the way. That is a shot clock violation. I thought it was. Shot clock resets at 30. Penguins turn it around. It did get rim. I guess it was right on the buzzer. Timeout, Penguins. With 9:42 to go, 55-42. The D is by 13. Piab and I are back in 20 seconds. You're listening to NC2A Basketball on radio.dominican.edu worldwide. .42 to go. As the end of the timeouts come, here's Piab on the play-by-play.
Well, 55-42 and 9:42, just what Stuart Horn just said, but this lead is not too comfortable. You got to wait for this clock to tick, 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 tick. Yamauchi on the right wing. Boscarino, right corner. Pump fakes, drives. Can't get that ball to go. But it's going to be Penguin ball after it was tipped out of bounds by Hannah Curtis. Yamauchi, the point guard, going to inbound the ball. Cox moves in motion. They could call a timeout if they can't find someone, but they do. Nelson on the free throw line in trouble. Gleason to Cox. Left block through the hands of Sarah Nelson on the right block. Here comes Florida. To Kawakami, drives the lane to Zane. And boom, she just nailed that. Cuts the lead to 11.
That was a perfect play. It had all the Penguins backing up. And the soft side opened up. And Zane had all the time in the world. And from close range, she's tough.
Yeah, Zane is their go-to scorer. Had a game 22 points, her career high.
That's a good call. Yeah, she's a shooter and a half.
No whistle there after Cox fight for it on the right block. Yamauchi, good to see her shoot a ball. That was on the right left wing for three, but she missed. Long rebound to Florida as she takes it to Kawakami on the left wing. There's going to be a foul called on Jasmine Cox as she grabs onto the jersey of Kennedy Akana. That's going to be her fourth foul. Team six foul. 8:36 to go in the half, 55-44. Kaywan Owens checking in as the Penguins want some scoring, and so is Jesse Marshall. Checking out is going to be Gleason. Steph Karn's going to check in as well. I think it's going to be for Yamauchi. It will be. So a lot of subs. And this is an adjustment that Coach Chambers wants to make with 8:36 to go in the half. Penguins up 55-44. Takani Akala. Alley-oop, are you kidding me?
On the inbounds, no less.
Very impressive. She got that one to roll through, but she didn't. It's going to be off a Penguin finger.
Can you imagine, Piab, on the inbounds? She had great hops, too.
That's something that's ran in the NBA. So Kani Akala finds it. Now they're swinging the ball. Zane trapped in the left corner after she tricks up the dribble. She shoots it off rim and long rebound goes to Steph Korns. 8:17 to go.
Good rebound
now Marshall.
Good rebound by Carnes.
Yeah, long rebound. Carnes back to Marshall on the left wing. Marshall drives to Boscarino on top of the key with 14 seconds to go on the shot clock. Carnes now top three. Boscarino thought about that long three from the left wing. She's at the left corner, mid-range. Jay can't get that to go. Marshall offensive rebound and put that off glass and in.
Wow. Marshall perfectly timed. She lifted up and got the rebound over the top of Connie Akala.
This crowd's getting into it. 7:38 to go, 57-44. Akana, left block to Zane. Back to Akana, now on the right block. Switches position. Oh, what a fake by Kawakami. Can't get it, stolen by Nelson. 7:20 to go. Marshall right wing. Nelson right block. Almost gets that to rim in. Just on the rim. It just couldn't rim in. 7:10 to go. 57-44, and losing the handle is the Silver Shorts. We have a media timeout. 57-44 with 7:08 to go. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Patrick Kayabyab, Stuart Horn, and the Penguins trying to close out this one to make sure that they will have four wins in conference.
Wouldn't that be nice? The best start for Coach Chambers since the Penguins have gone Division II. And it just keeps getting better if the Penguins can stay with it right now. And that last play, Curtis, you said she missed, she lost the handle, which was exactly right. It hit her right in the foot as she tried to dribble it in from the left side. It's not that easy to do when you're a right-handed player, as Curtis is. She bounced it out of bounds off of her left foot. It's going to be Penguin ball when we come back. A 57-44 lead with 7:08 to go, and the D.U.s are just getting better as the game goes on. And that Boscarino seems like she's getting sharper.
Yeah, Boscarino, like I said earlier in games, Boscarino doesn't really score, but she gets her players involved.
But she is capable of scoring, and so the opponents can't just leave her alone as if she's not going to shoot. She's very patient, though.
Yeah, very patient.
We've already seen her have a couple of open looks and not take them.
And she's a freshman. She's getting better every game.
Yeah, I'll go with that. 57-44, 7:08 to go. Carnes has it on the inbounds as the Penguins now on offense, attacking the northern hoop off to our right. Clock rolls coming up on 7 minutes. Yamauchi throws it across the middle. Now they work it back across to Marshall. Now they just wing it around outside. Now down low. Finally, Sarah Nelson deep. Rebound taken by Kawakami again. Kawakami's a lot of minutes in this game. She's going to dump it off to Florida. Back over to Kawakami, left side. She drifts over to the right softly.
What a feed.
Now down low to Akana. Sarah Nelson fouls Akana on the way up. And that is Sarah Nelson's second. Don't forget, fans, Lauren Hyatt has four with 6:39 to go. Kennedy Akana to the line, the 6'2" freshman out of Kailua. 57-44 with 6:39 to go. First free throw by Akana is very short. Seems like a lot of free throws missed tonight by both teams.
Akana trying to get in double digits after if she makes this free throw.
She adjusts and cans the second one beautifully. 6:38 as the clock rolls. Carnes will bring it up, left side. Carnes being flanked by Sabrina Angie, a 5'3" freshman out of Pearl City. And she throws it away, intended for Kimi Nakamura. Up and under by Gleason Florida, the 5'2" junior. Hits the bottom of the backboard. Penguin tip out was off of Kewan Owens. 57-45, 6:21. Inbounds, oh brother, to Connie Akala, left-handed hook shot, no. Owens with a rebound. Oh boy, she beats everybody to the other end. Creates her own gap. Now they get it to Nelson, right-handed off the glass, no. Nelson again, just too much. Nelson has more clean looks than any player on the court, Piab, and it's just a matter of her own missed shots. It's not a question of looks. She's getting all the looks she could possibly want with 6:05. Out of bounds off the DUs. Florida, 57-45 with 6 minutes exactly. Brings it up, Florida. Akana Top of the key, Nelson Honor with just two fouls. Connie Akala now down low, tipped out by Nelson. Shot on goal by Akana, goes out of bounds off of Akana. The Penguins will get the possession, 5:47 to go. 57-45, an NC2A doubleheader tonight. Inbounds to Roldan from Sanchez. Roldan calls out the play and brings it up. Drifts from the left side of the stadium to the right, close to those of us here on Media Row. Nelson goes down low, intended for Roldan. It ends up, Kiwan Owens got it. Loose ball, everybody's on it. She comes out of the pack with the live ball. Goes up off the glass, cannot convert. Nelson with a rebound, the putback. Yes!
That possession just started with Kiwan Owens fighting for that ball.
59-45, 5:15. That was impressive. Penguins stayed with it. Florida left side. Three ball Angie on the way. Deep. Loose ball. Everybody goes after it. Kiwan Owen bounces it out. It goes into the hands of Marshall. Off to Noel Roldan inside of 5 minutes, fans. 59-45 DU. Noel Roldan holds up the left index finger, calls out the play, takes it herself, soft side off the glass, easy layup, no. Wow, I thought Roldan had that all day long. She did. Kawakami brings it up to Angie. Now down low, Connie Akala whistles before the shot goes off. They'll blow it off. Foul is committed by Kiwan Owens. 59-47. As Connie Akala go to the line. 4:36 to go, fans. 59-47. As Connie Akala will go to the line. Stephanie Carnes re-entered the game. As Sanchez heads back to the bench. 4:36. Connie Akala. They didn't wave off the bucket, so the three-point play is good. Carnes brings it up to Marshall. Kiwan Owens right side now over to Roldan. Hyatt's re-entered the game with four fouls and 4:20 to go. Owens takes the Hyatt screen.
Wow.
And a perfect rebound, or pardon me, layup from the right side. Underhanded as she really scooped it in there. 4:10 to go. 61-48, 4:07 to go. Penguins stolen ball. Stolen by Roldan into the hands of Kiwan Owens. Goes up, gets fouled on the way. Whistles against Kawakami. Inside of 4 minutes. Foul is on Kawakami. An immediate timeout. NC2A basketball on the radio home of the Penguins. Radio.Dominican.edu. Broadcasting worldwide. Piab, any chance that the DUs can so much as hang tough? 61-48. I mean, they are hanging very tough. Is there any chance, I should say, that the Chaminades could possibly come back?
Yeah, there's always a chance with 4 minutes, but you're down by 13. Only way to do this is to stop the Penguins in the paint, because that's what they're doing, and stop the drivers, because they're setting screens with their bigs and they're driving the lane. But the way to do that is if the Penguins just get cold. And Chaminade needs to heat up fast. They don't have any shooters right now. It seems like the instant offense is Connie Akala.
Yeah, that's a good call. Connie Akala has been a part of every serious series that, just about every serious series that the Chaminades have put together tonight, with 3:59 to go, 61-48. Don't forget, fans, tonight the men's tip-off, scheduled tip-off at 7:30. We're going to have Mike McDowell alongside. Bay Area broadcasting legend. He's going to be here with us. Inside of 4 minutes, 61-48. Eight fouls committed by the Penguins and five against Chaminade. And on the line will be Kiwan Owens, the first-year Penguin. And a good get is Owens. I like her game a lot.
I like her, too. We mentioned her so many times.
And she's getting a lot of good minutes on the air, that's for sure. She dribbles it five or six times. A wide open stance and heaves it up there. Very deep.
Stu, Kiwan Owens is an isolation player, which means she likes to play one-on-one ball.
On the way as she adjusts in and out. Hyatt with the rebound, kicks it back out to Owens. Now they work it back down low to Lauren. Remember, Hyatt's got four on her, so she's going to have to be careful. Kimi Nakamura hands it off to Steph, top of the key. Roldan, way outside, against Akana. Hyatt goes in. A charging foul? No. Connie Akala will pick up another one with 3:44 to go. That's her third. Six of them now on Chaminade. Hyatt will go back to the line. 61-48 with 3:44 to go. Hyatt's on the way and cans the first one perfectly. She'll go back to the line. Bounced it three times and makes them both. 3:42 to go with 63-48 for the Penguins. Inbound. Oh, Carnes had a hand on it. Tried to steal it away. The left-handed layup up and in by Kawakami again. Pia, boy, that was a thing of beauty. 63-50. 3.5 to go. Carnes brings it off to Kaywon Owens, and they're just going to eat a little bit of the clock now. Owens drives in. Oh, pardon me. I said they're going to eat the clock, and she drives in to score. She's fouled along the way as the clock stops. Penguins by 13. All of a sudden, Chaminade getting very aggressive. That's their seventh here in the second half.
Well, this would just only be a good possession if the Penguins could get points off this.
Owens with a majestic arc on that free throw, very high, and it swishes through perfectly. Back to the line for the second of two. Three bounces and backspin, very deep. It rattles around, no. Kawakami hauls it in. Penguins by 14 now, coming up on 3 minutes. Kawakami brings it up. She's got Steph all over. Good foot fake by Engel. On the way, Kawakami. Three ball, left wing, no. Taken down by Kaywon Owens. She's in the backcourt. Now she's going to slow it down. She stops on the free throw line, heaves it over. Kimi, three ball on the way. Very short, gets her own rebound. Put back up, tipped out, no. Wow, big time tip out by Akana. 2:52 to go. Penguins by 14 here. Oh, Roldan came in. Now it's 5-on-4. Heaves it over to the left side. Three ball by Curtis. No, back at her. Oh, falling on the ball is Hyatt. Back up, Connie Akala. No, rebound by Kawakami. Check it. Akana, who's a part of every rebound, it seems like, gets wrapped up with Lauren Hyatt. And out of bounds goes off of Hyatt. 2:28 to go. Penguins by 14 here. Last 2.5 minutes of the game. Jasmine Cox will re-enter the game for the Mighty Penguins in place of Kaywon Owens. Also re-entering the game is Florida for the Chaminades. Jumper from the left side by Connie Akala is good. 2:20 to go, 64-52. Left side, Carnes has it blocked away by Tao Au. And the turnover goes to the Chaminades. Penguins had a good shot on goal from the left side. Carnes had a clean look, Pia, but couldn't make it work. Tipped out by Tao Au off the sideline, so the D.U.s will bring it in now with a fresh reset on the shot clock. Kaywon, left side, a lot of glass, no. Connie Akala takes it down, coming up on 2 minutes. There it is, 64-52. They work it into the left corner. Now down low. Back off of Tao Au. Top of the key. Connie Akala, no. Tao Au gets it after a poor low bounce pass. They strip it back out to Florida. She drives in, trips up on it. Connie Akala drives in left side all alone, off the glass too much. And Kimi Nakamura, the rebound, 1:40 to go. The clock continues to roll. Roldan in stride, gets it to Connie Akala. She's fouled. And she walks with it. She was in a lot of time in the paint there, Piab, and I think that's a good call because she just couldn't get control of the ball, even though she heaved it up there with 1.5 to go. 64-52. Sarah Nelson re-enters the game. So you got the Twin Towers back in there in place of Kaywon Owens. 1:36 to go, fans. Chaminade ball on the long side. They've got 5, 3, 2. Oh, boy, they just got it into Connie Akala. 64-52 in the backcourt. Penguins playing some big-time D. Zane brings it up, slows things across the timeline. 1:26 to go. Back over to Tau Au. Jumping on it is Kimi Nakamura. Heads up, steals it away. Free ball to Noel Roldan. Overthrown by Hyatt. 12-point game with 1:17 to go. 8 fouls committed by the Penguins here in the second half. 7 committed by the Chaminades. Booker T. Harris and his guys will be coming up. They're scheduled to tip off, taking their 4-2 record here in 15 minutes. I am certain we won't get it started on time. Scheduled for 7:30, the 25-minute warm-up period. Currently 7:15 on the West Coast in the good old U.S. of A. Going to the line is Florida, the 5'2 junior. She's out of Iwa Beach, Hawaii. She's on the line, 64-52, and rattles home the first one, 1:13 to go. Kawakami re-enters the game, as does Deanna Zane, in place of Tau Au. Referees have slowed things down as the Chaminades. They're going to call it a team foul, but it was because Coach Chiannini brought in Tau Au illegally, or brought Tau Au out, I should say, brought in Zane illegally. So that is a team T as a result. Penguins put Marshall on the line, and she cans the first one, 1:13 to go, 65-53.
I was going to say for two techs, I thought Coach Bobby could have been thrown out of the game.
Yeah, no, it's a team technical. I heard the referee say it's not against Coach Chiannini, as the first one clearly was. Even though he's the guy who sent her in, they blame it on the team. So the Penguins with the freebies. Now we go back to the play that finds Florida on the line. Back in there for the DUs is Gleason, in place of Lauren Hyatt with 1:13 to go. When you rotate players in, P.U.B., you've got to do it per the rule book. 66-53 now. Florida on the line perfectly. 66-54, 1:11 Penguin ball. Coming up on 1 minute, fans, and the Penguins comfortably in control by 12. Left side roll down, just going to eat some of the clock with 20 seconds on the shot clock. Down low to the towering Sarah Nelson, the 6'4", inside of a minute with 57.5. Clock continues. They bring it up very quickly. Hannah Curtis, left side, goes up against Nelson, walks with it. Curtis found herself in the low post on the left side, Piab, and all of a sudden she realized she had the 6'4" Sarah Nelson in her face. And that's not an easy player to get one over, as Roldan comes up, right side against Kawakami, is bumped out of bounds. And Roldan lost it, so they give it back to Chaminade. As re-entering the game now is Kaneakala. She's been a huge part of this game.
Yeah.
45.3 seconds, 66-54. Inbound Chaminade, tipped out, Roldan with a steal. Penguins will have in the backcourt. We're coming up on 30 seconds. Roldan's got it. Over to Sarah Nelson. Swish. Right side, Nelson with a mid-range J. Clock continues. 32. Oh, Marshall with a steal back across midcourt. 30 seconds. Here comes the Penguins by 14. Very slowly now, as Danielle Yamauchi is going to bring it up. Coming up on 20 seconds, and there it is. Yamauchi drifts over to the right side. They're just going to hold on to it. Coach says no shooting. 13 on the shot clock with 14 overhead. Danielle now between the circles. 9. 8 right side. 7. She zigzags. 6. 5 off the rim. Reset. Back down with it. Penguins. With a put back is good by Gleason. Her first year with the Penguins. 3. 70-54. 3 seconds left on the clock. It's going to be Chaminade ball, but the Penguins are going to eke this one out by at least 16.
There was no need for Gleason to shoot that ball. He could have just made that clock roll. But
yeah, they had the reset. 2-1 game. There's the buzzer, fans. And the DUs improved their record to 4-3. That's a pretty good look. They also looked very good tonight against a pretty tough team. Though Chaminade 1-6 moved to 1-7 now, they played the DUs very tough.
What I'm just impressed about is that now the Penguins, They have a winning record in conference. They're 4-3.
That's right. The best start since coming over to Division II NC2A, now in our third season here at Dominican University of California. Piab and I will be back with Mike McDowd on the air, broadcasting worldwide tonight's men's game. McDowd is alongside our buddy here at Dominican University of California. I want to thank everybody for listening to the women's game today. Stay tuned for the guys. Scheduled to tip off at 7:30, currently 7:20, and it's going to be a 25-minute break. So we'll have this one going off at about 7:45 Pacific Standard Time here in California. So about 24 minutes from now, we'll have it for you. The men's game in its entirety. Mike McDowd, Stuart Horn, Patrick Kayabyab, radio.dominican.edu.